following teleconference is for Peter Majewski with iAdvise for Thursday, November 3rd, 2011, beginning at 10 a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome to Intergroup Financial Services' third quarter 2011 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. And at that time, instructions will be given as a procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Peter Majewski of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Kelly, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intergroup Financial Services' third quarter 2011 conference call on this, the 3rd of November, 2011. We are pleased to have with us from Intergroup Mr. Luis Felipe Castellanos, Intergroup's Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Claudia Valdivia, Chief Financial Officer of Interseguro, and Mr. Gonzalo Basaldre, Investment Manager at Interseguro. They will be discussing Intergroup's results per the press release distributed yesterday afternoon. If you have not received a copy of the presentation or earnings release, please visit www.iff.com.pe to download a copy or call us in New York at 212-406-3695. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Felipe Castellanos, Intergroup's Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Castellanos, you may begin.
Okay, thanks very much. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Intergroup's third quarter 2011 conference call. First of all, I want to reiterate that with me are Claudia Valdivia, the CFO of Interseguro, and Mr. Gonzalo Basaldre, who, as you might know, has been recently announced, will be the Interseguro CEO starting January the 2nd, 2012. We will start with a brief discussion of the highlights of Intergroup's performance, starting on page 3 of the presentation. Intergroup net earnings reached a record level of 200.5 million in third quarter 11, an increase of 45.5% quarter on quarter and 49.9% year on year. Growth was driven by higher financial income and fee income, as well as a 26.3 million in income from the recovery of a loan write-off at Interbank. Intergroup's recurring ROE was 31.1% in 3Q11, above 26.2% in 2Q11 and 30.4% in 3Q2010. Regarding Interbank, Interbank net earnings reached a record level of 163.7 million in 3Q11, an increase of 30.9% quarter on quarter and 15.6% year on year. Quarter on quarter growth was driven by a 6.6% decrease in financial expenses and a 16.6% increase in fee income, as well as income from the loan recovery previously mentioned. Year-on-year net earnings growth resulted from increases of 8.5% in interest on loans and 19.1% in fee income. Performing loans grew 1.2% quarter-on-quarter and 15.7% year-on-year, as retail loans reported their second highest quarterly growth rate in the last 2 years. Recurring net interest margin increased 40 basis points quarter-on-quarter, mainly as a result of lower financial expenses and an increase in investment income. Asset quality remained stable year on year, with the past due loan ratio at 1.6%. The ratio of provision expense to average loans decreased from 3.7% in 3Q 2010 to 3% in 3Q 2011. Regarding Interseguro, we see that Interseguro's net earnings increased 39.2% quarter-on-quarter due to a 19.9% growth in investment income. Earnings grew 19.8% year-on-year, mainly as a result of a lower technical margin loss. Annuity sales increased quarter-on-quarter but decreased year-on-year as a result of a contraction in the market. Please turn to the following page for a brief overview of the net earnings of Intergroup and its two subsidiaries. On page 4, we can see a summary of the quarterly earnings of Intergroup and its two subsidiaries. Operating trends were strong, driving Intergroup and Interbank to report record quarterly earnings in 3Q11. An additional boost from non-recurring gains led ROEs at IFS and its two subsidiaries to approach 40%. Please turn to page 5 for a discussion of Intergroup's net earnings. Net earnings reached a record of $200.5 million in 2Q11, a 45.5% increase quarter-on-quarter and 49.9% increase year-on-year. When excluding non-recurring items, net earnings increased 13.5% quarter-on-quarter and 3.9% year-on-year. In terms of our quarter-on-quarter performance, net earnings increased 45.5% quarter-on-quarter, driven by increases of 4.6% in gross financial margin and 16% in fee income, as well as $26.3 million in income from the recovery of a loan write-off at Interbank. Financial income remained stable quarter-on-quarter as a result of lower exchange fees, which offset an increase of 17.9% in investment income. Financial expenses decreased 13.5% due to a 19.7% decline in interest on due to banks. This decline was a result of a decision at Interbank not to continue with funding provided for an infrastructure project, which led to a decline of $433 million in loans and in local funding linked to this project. This funding had a higher than average cost. Provision expenses decreased 1.1% as asset quality remained strong. Fee income grew 15.9% quarter-on-quarter, mainly as a result of higher fees from credit and debit card services and other fees at Interbank. Other income grew $44 million, mainly due to the recovery of the loan write-off previously mentioned. Income before taxes grew 38.2%, but income taxes grew only 20% as a result of two factors. The first was a decrease in intergroup's effective tax rate from 28.3% in 2Q11 to 24.5% in 2Q11 due to higher tax deductible income from interest on central bank deposits. The second factor was a higher contribution to bottom line earnings from Intergroup and Interseguro, whose earnings are tax exempt. In terms of our year-on-year performance, we can see that net earnings increased 49.9% year-on-year, driven by higher financial income and fee income, as well as the $26.3 million income loan recovery write-off previously mentioned. Gross financial margin grew 4.8% due to a 3.9% increase in financial income, partially offset by a 1.1% increase in financial expenses. Growth in financial income was driven by an 8.5% increase in interest on loans at Interbank and strong investment income at Intergroup. Interbank's average loan book has expanded 18.1% year-on-year as demand for credit from Interbank clients and customers remains strong. Financial expenses increased only 1.1% as a result of a reduction in higher cost lines of credit, offset by increases in interest on deposits and interest on bonds. Increased deposit costs were due to growth in the average volume and average cost. Interest on bonds grew as a result of a $400 million senior bond issue completed in October 2010. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting decreased 26.6% as a result of lower reserves linked to a decrease in annuity sales. The decline in annuity sales was explained by market contraction. Administrative expenses rose only 3% year-on-year, driven by the implementation of consulting and technology projects. Other income grew 37.4 million soles due to the loan recovery and a lower provision for contingent loans at Interbank, which were particularly high in the third quarter of 2010. Income before taxes grew 41.3%. But income taxes grew only 20% as a result of a higher contribution to net earnings from Intergroup and Interseguro. Please turn to page 7 for a discussion of Interbank performance. Interbank reported record net earnings of 163.7 million soles in 3Q11, a 30.9% increase quarter-on-quarter and a 15.6% increase year-on-year. The quarter-on-quarter rise was due to increases of 38 million soles in other income and 19.2 million soles in fee income, partially offset by a 6.2 million decrease in gross financial margin and an increase of 4.5 million soles in administrative expenses. The year-on-year increase was attributable to a 42.4 million soles increase in other income and a 21.7 million soles growth in fee income, partially offset by a 31.2 million decrease in gross financial margin and a 5.8 million rise in administrative expenses. Interbank's ROE was 38.7% in the third quarter of 2011, above the 31.8% reported in the second quarter of 2011, and in line with the 38.5% reported in the third quarter of 2010. Now please move to page 8. Performing loans increased 1.2% quarter-on-quarter and 15.7% year-on-year, driven by strong growth in the retail segment, which registered the second highest quarterly growth rate in the past 2 years. Retail loans grew 5.2% quarter-on-quarter due to increases of 8% in mortgages, 5.4% in credit cards, and 2.5% in